Good job, everyone. We are we're moving on to page 8 today, but going back to page 7, we still have a couple of more things to discuss. Back from yesterday, we discussed very much about waking up in the morning and knowing Shiviti Hashem LeNegdi Tamim, all the ramifications of that, of realizing that we are standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and how important this is, and all the ramifications of how we act and how we do everything like this. But we did skip over a couple of important Mishnah Berurahs that I do want to go back to. Sivkatan Aleph, you can't miss Sivkatan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. But he says over here, Yiskaber Kari Lama Boker Lavodas Boro, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Aleph, Kilekach Nivra Odom. We wake up to serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is why we are created. If you ask someone, you wake up, what are you supposed to think on? Why are we here? We're here created to serve Hashem. And that happens from the morning we wake up. And that's why we start in Siman Aleph, waking up in the morning. Because the moment we wake up in the morning, we'll see Moda Ani L'fanecha soon in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? We are waking up in the morning to serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu till the point where you get to the end of Chelek Beis Mishnah Berurah, which is the end of the day, which is going to sleep at night. It's all one big thing of serving Hashem. Whether you're learning in Kolo or whether you're a businessman, it's all the same thing of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just some people have different ways of serving Hashem. If this may ever happen to you, Yitzrof, b'chorif lomar echtam aboki akor gadol. If you ever woke up in the morning in the middle of the winter and your Yitzhara tells you it's too cold outside, don't wake up, go back to sleep, get back under your blanket. Oh, yasienu b'kaitz, or when you wake up in the summer, lomar, this Yitzhara tells you, echtam omimetzachav adayin lo savatim ishnasecha, so even though it's not cold outside, but you deserve another 2 hours of sleep, go back to sleep. Okay, that's what our Yitzhara does. When we wake up, it gives you every excuse. Look, why not to get yourself out of bed? Yiskaber love. What we're telling you is Yiskaber ka'ari lamed baboker. Yiskaber love al yishmalo. Yiskaber ka'ari and do not listen to it. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Saul tells the Pai says the Rav once went to a Talmud and he says, wake up, Lamar, you're supposed to wake up like a lion. You're supposed to wake up like a lion. The Talmud said to the Rav, I do, Rabbi, I wake up like a lion every day, just a tired lion. Okay, so we have to try and wake up like a strong lion every morning. That's the point over here. The Yashu B'Nash. And we have to think to ourselves, okay, this is classic things that rabbis tell their students all the time. Imagine you had a big basketball game to wake up. Imagine you had a date. You'd get out of bed very easily. Well, yes, we have a date with the Kaddish Baruch Hu every single morning. That's what we're supposed to think. The Yashu B'Nash. Eloi Anit Shach Lamod L'Shari Sling Melech Basar Adam. If I was a servant of the king, would we think not to wake up to serve the king? Kama Yazari V'Zari Lamod B'Ashkama. So how much will we prepare ourselves to make sure we're going to wake up out of bed? We would set 10 alarm clocks to make sure, and we'd be nervous. We would wake up all the time, make sure we're going to wake up. Okay, that is Sif Aleph. We did see part of Sif Bet yesterday, the din of washing your hands miyad when you wake up in the morning. Okay, we said it's only when you decide you are waking up for the day, number one. And number two, we brought down to the Mishnah Berurah holds, you really have to have the cup next to your bed. Versus Rav Nevin Saul brings down from Rosh HaMazalim, from Rav Dovid Baran, back to the Masorah from the Gro, that nowadays we don't have to have Makbid in it because it comes from the Zohar. Okay? He does bring down another sheet that probably people have heard of. Also, that even though he paskins, you have to have the cup next to the bed because you're not allowed to walk Dalad Amos, he does bring out another sheet over here, the last skinny line, the second to last skinny line. The Kotav Ashari, Chubal Zevin Yilat Nira. The first wide line. Yesh Omri. The Ileinian Ze, I mean, in Kula Besa Kedalad Amos Dummy. There are those sheetas that hold your whole house is considered Dalad Amos. And therefore, as long as you're within your house, you really can walk to the sink to go away and wash Natilas Yadayim, because your whole house is considered like Dalad Amos. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Beferish, Aval Ein Lismo Chalzekim Beshas Dechak. If one is not relying on the Kabbalah from the Gra, he wants to be machmer for the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, don't rely on the opinion that holds your whole house is considered Dalad Amos. You would have to put the cup next to your bed. That's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, just to know this Mishnah Berurah. Then he does say at the end, very importantly also, let's say you don't have water. There's a Hasakat Mayim, the water the company. Turn off the water. So you can't get water in the morning. He says, in the end of the second to last line, you wake up, there's no water to wash your hands. Don't think, since I can't wash my hands, I can't learn until the time I can wash my hands. If you have a little bit of water, take a little bit of water. Very important concept is, Water cleanses, but that's not the only cleanser. There are other things. Call me dibinaki, anything that is like an abrasive surface. You wipe your hands on the table, okay? A piece of wood, perhaps the wall. Any abrasive surface could be a back of a chair, might be good enough. That also cleanses your hands. Now you can learn Torah, v'yivarech, v'yilmad. You can maybe make brachas, and you can learn Kadena Talmud, v'haposki. Okay, that is what's brought down. And Siftal, Sikon Dalid, he gets into all these things. The Shivisi Hashem Lenagdi Tamin, one of the ways the Shivisi Hashem Lenagdi Tamin, our Rizal says, if you open into the Svarti Sudurim, you see the Yudke Vavke all over the place. Yudke Vavke, Yudke Vavke. The Arizal, that's a skula to remember Shivisi Hashem Lenagdi Tamin. And therefore, also, that connects very much to those menorahs in the cloth, the Svartim. That's where they get it from. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here that he's not into these menorahs. He says over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, three lines to the end of the page. There are those who make these on cloth. They make these menorahs of mitzuyarim. Why is the Mishnah Berurah not into this? Says the Mishnah Berurah at the end of the last line. It's not the Mishnah Berurah. It's earlier achronim. Shiroi lazor l'chayil levatel minag. Shemavatel this minag. Because most people don't end up watching over their cloth very well. Ends up getting ripped, getting dirty, or it may end up getting thrown in the garbage, and therefore people are not shomer it with its proper kedusha. However, he does say though, he says, Venira, two lines down. Those ones that they have in the base Knesset that's hung on the wall behind the glass, lifnei amud tachas tavla shel zechuchit, and under a piece of glass, she'ein shayach b'zeh hatam, you don't have to worry, something's going to happen, it's protected over there, leis lan ba. Okay, so it could be that the Mishnah Berurah would say, nowadays, where you do have these nice leather-bound ones, and it's covered in plastic and things like that, and you're very shomer, you keep in your tefillin bag, it could be that he'd be okay with it, because people are more makpid to be shomer karoi nowadays, and then he would be fine with even going ahead and doing that. Okay, now let's move on the Ramah on page 8 over here. We ended over here, the top line in the Ramah. Now, we talked about over here standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore serving Hashem this way is always thinking about Shvisa Hashem Lenagdi Tami. That could get someone to very, very zealous in his Judaism. And they, not everyone around him is acting like him. It might have been something that you might have witnessed when you went back to Chutz La'aretz in the summer, that you are very, very makpid on something. People around you were not so makpid. Like, what's going on over here? It's the first in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, they ripped that one out, but that's okay. Then, so what are you supposed to do? He says, so you should not then do this what you know is the right thing to do. He says, when you're around people who make fun of you for your Avodas Hashem, don't worry about them. Let them laugh at you. Okay, don't be embarrassed in front of them that they're laughing at you and you're Avodas Hashem. Okay, that's a very important concept. Okay, Reb Netzel talks a lot about. Let's say a good example would be you go to someone's house for Shabbos. Okay, and they're very, very makbid. Friday night dinner, Shabbos lunch, but Shal Shudas, they didn't see that sitting in Shulchan Aruch. They have to have Shal Shudas. Okay, comes to me half hour before Shkia, you don't see anyone preparing Shal Shudas. They're still taking their nap. Okay, you don't get embarrassed. You ask them, can I have a couple of rolls to make Shal Shudas? You don't have to ask them to prepare you a fancy suda. Can I have two rolls to make a motzi and I want to eat Shal Shudas? That's why, because I'm not worried that they're going to make fun of, oh, you eat Shal Shudas, well, you're a crazy guy. Okay, you don't worry about that at all. You go ahead and have your Shal Shudas. Another example for the married people listening in is Rav Moshe Feinstein talks a lot about in Hilchas Nida. In Hilchas Nida, some women get a little bit embarrassed if they mock, but in Hilchas Nida, maybe people are going to know that they are a Nida. Okay, so it could be that that's a little different. It's not they're not embarrassed because they're keeping a lot. They're embarrassed because it's a linian sneas. However, Moshe says there's nothing embarrassing about keeping halacha. You're keeping halacha, okay, so they know she's a nida. It's not a big deal. I'm even yavin by the harchakos. And it goes by all things over here by keeping halacha. However, at the same time, over here, let's see the Mishnah Berurahs over here, and Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel, you see there's a very fine line when it comes to these things. See, Katan Hay says the Mishnah Berurah, however, this doesn't mean you have to start fighting with people. It doesn't have to matter that you have to tell them what to do. You don't start fighting with people because they're making fun. I mean, nation, midas ha'azus megunim ma'od. One of the worst midah is midas ha'azus. We all know those people who easily get into fights. They're always having to show everyone else how they're right. That's a terrible midah. That's midas ha'azus. You want to do your makpin on your avodas Hashem? That's great. You're not worried about they're going to make fun of you. But to get into fights over it, that is not the correct mitzvah. Oh, you wave the flag of Avodas Hashem. I'm fighting for it. No! Don't fight with people. Do it in your own ragua way. Very importantly, when it comes to midos, even when we think we're using the midah in a good way, which we'll soon see, that there are some times you have to use the midah of azus. However, a lot of times you use it too often. What happens is it becomes part of your nature, and you end up using it in other places also. You start fighting with your wife and your children and other people and chas v'shalom, things like this. So midos of azus, we want to stay away from. Avodas Hashem is great, but not when it comes to fighting with people. Okay? And therefore, okay, Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul puts down a very important klal over here, and this is why you have to learn halacha very well and know what is what. Because you have to realize in halacha, there's a lot of different types of halachas. There are things that are mitzvahs daraisa, there's derabanans, and then there's things that are like minhagim and chumras ba'alma. Okay, the problem is, a student sometimes sees his Rebbe do something, he doesn't know that he's doing it as a chumra ba'alma, and he thinks that this is something you're chayiv to do. So therefore, the student wants to take it upon himself. The problem is, over here, then this is where a lot of times the fights come about and the people laughing at other people happens to be. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul, Deep Maras of Lo Yisbayish. He once told me this, B'Shem Rav Yecheskel Levinstein, the great Mashkiach, in Panovich, his Mashkiach in Panovich, and this is what he says, Dvarim Shem Begeder Chumra Ba'alma, V'lo Mekerdin, something that's only a Chumra, and not Mekerdin, Tzarech Limanim Ham Nivnei Yehudim Shal Yigolo. So you have to realize if Jews are going to be laughing at you, okay, generally when it's a mitzvah and you're chayv to do, you have to do it even though they're going to laugh at you. But at the end of the day, you're causing them to do a big aveira, laughing at another Jew, that's a terrible thing. Therefore, if you're doing something that is just a chumrah and you know they're going to laugh at you, don't do it at all. Why? Because you're going to be machshil them in laughing at another Jew. That's a terrible thing. Therefore, only things that are mitzvahs, that's something you do even though they're going to laugh at you. But things that are chumra ba'alma, then that is when you have to be careful. So therefore, you have to know. You have to learn. Only when you learn halacha very well and you know what is chumra, what's minag, what's daraisa, what's darabanan, then you know how to apply this. Where you have to be in touch with the Rav until you become your own Talmid Chacham to know what you have to do. And this comes up a lot with Kibbud Av V'Em. When you're balancing different things in halacha, you have to become very smart. You have to become very knowledgeable in order to know when yes to apply something and not to apply something. And a lot of people have a hard time with this, with their Avodas Hashem, especially coming back after Eretz Yisrael, and it's important to get this down. Now, the Bar Halacha points out over here, in Dibur Masav Lo Yisbayish, it's true, you just brought down the Mishnah Berurah, don't worry about them laughing at you, you have to keep your mitzvahs, just don't get into fights, no fighting with people. However, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Vida, first line, five words in, Da. So he's quoting the Beis Yosef over here. The Beis Yosef, when he says not to fight with people, he's only talking about specific mitzvos that are between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And people are making fun of you. Just go ahead and do it and do not fight with them. However, you're around people who are apikorsim, who are fighting against the Torah itself, not against this specific mitzvah, not against that sif and shulchan aruch that they happen to ignore, but they're fighting against the Torah, the uproot the Torah. And they're trying to change things in the city that are going to affect the whole tzibur. So then he says, they're going to bring people far away from Hashem. You already tried doing it in a peaceful way. Number one, you tried doing it in a peaceful way, and they don't care what you say. That's not what the Beis Yosef is talking about. It's a mitzvah to hate them. There's a time to love, and there's even a time to hate in Judaism. Okay? In this case, you should fight against them and do whatever you can to uproot them from what they are trying to do. Okay? This is this fine balance to know when to apply azus and when not to apply azus. When to fight and when to have shalom. Okay? Unfortunately, there's some people who automatically their first gut reaction is to fight. Okay? And therefore, they end up fighting a lot, even in places where they're not supposed to, where it's not really called for. There's some people who are so opposite extreme, and they're so peaceful that even amongst apikorsim, and people are trying to uproot things, they just want to keep shalom. And that's also not right. And you have to try and strike this fine balance in Judaism to know when to keep shalom and when to fight for a Kaddish Baruch Hu and things like that. Even on this though, even in a place where it's a mitzvah litkotet imahem, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul writes over here, Dibra Masel litkotet, Aval tzarech liot chacham aroas anot. You have to be a chacham that's going to see the future, et anolad mati, enu atotzot. What's going to be the totzot? If I do fight with them, not always is it a mitzvah to fight, okay? Talk about modern things that are going on, the women of the wall, and things like this. These are things that are klal Yisrael dikadai things, okay? When to fight with them, when not to fight with them, you have to follow the Rabbani. You have to be very, very careful in these things, because sometimes, even though the Chora, this is talking about something that's going to have a major impact on the Tzibor, and the Chora, that would be a fall in this category, you should fight with them. However, you have to know what's going to be the Al, what's going to be the end result if you go ahead and fight all the way. Therefore, we have to do things with Chacha Beinim of Rosho and discuss it with people who understand the world and understand what the Totzot are going to be. Once again, we have to try and strike this balance. Viter in the Ramah. The Ramah then says, okay, but Snei Lechas is generally the puzzle that we refer to when we're talking about Tznius. So that's one referral to you have to walk with Tznius in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not necessarily what he's talking about over here. He's talking about over here, Gambat Snei Lechas, even in the privacy. Even in privacy, when you're lying on your bed, you should know who you're lying in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think in your bed, you don't have to act in a respectful way. They're also in front of Hashem, like I said, from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. Umiyad sheyar mishnaso yakum bezrizus. Right away when you wake up in the morning, you should get up bezrizus, lavodaso bara yisparach visala. Okay, you should get up with a lot of zrizus, with a lot of excitement, to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, you should get up bezrizus. Mishnah Berurah says, lav dafka. Not miles. You don't jump out of bed when you first wake up. He says, "Eli Yisha Ma'at V'lo Yama Piton Kizem Mazik Laguf." According to the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin, it's bad for your body just to jump out of bed. Okay, so you're supposed to wake up slowly, sit up in bed, and that's not more than a 5-second process. Okay, don't get me wrong. This doesn't mean you stay under the covers for 10 minutes and snooze, press your snooze button 12 times before you get up. It means you get up a little bit slower. You don't jump out of bed because that's Mazik Laguf. And then he says, Tov Lomar, take off Mikumo. Right away when you wake up in the morning, the correct thing to do is to say, Moda ani levanecha melech chai v'kayam, shechzarta binishmasi bechemlo, rabba munasecha. Okay, we wake up, we all know, this is the luck over here that we're supposed to wake up in the morning to say Moda ani right away. Number one, grammatically, you see over here, you look where the comma is, a lot of people pronounce the word, or say the words wrong. They usually, a lot of people say, Moda ani levanecha chai v'kayam, shechzarta binishmasi. Bechemlo rabu munasecha. That's incorrect. Chemlo is the asnachtu. Chemlo is the kama. Okay, after bechemlo. It's shazar to be nishmei bechemlo. You return my neshama bechemlo with a lot of compassion. Rabu munasecha is a lot of amuna. Okay, that's what we're supposed to say. Once again, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the moment we wake up in the morning, madani, to the point we go to sleep and we say amapel and kriyat shema when we go to bed at night. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue it with Sivet and Gimel, and we'll continue on page 9 tomorrow, end of today, Adkan for today.